How's everybody doing this morning? I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Yeah. I'm about to bring one of those next week. Good morning. All right. It's a good morning. Praise God. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Father, for this new day, and Lord, thank you for a refreshing, Lord, a word that you have for us awaiting, Lord, all the blessings you have for us. Lord, open our eyes spiritually more today, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Instruct us, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. So I want to just quickly review just a little bit of things, and I do have, I don't have them printed out, because I've moved and I don't have my printer set up yet, but I will have printouts of all the notes and stuff and scriptures next week for you. And I've got yours. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. So just quickly, today we're going to be talking about don't look back. When we're walking or looking through our spiritual eyes, it's looking forward. Praise God. Yes. Looking through spiritual eyes requires a few things, and we're going to talk about them in just a little bit. First of all, we've got to be walking with God to be able to do so, to look through spiritual eyes. We've got to be walking with God. And we must make a decision to live a Christ-centered life to ask God's salvation through Jesus Christ. Because it's a spiritual action, it has to be done spiritually. Praise God. Our Father wants a relationship with us, so we should talk to him about everything. Hallelujah. We get to do that. We get to talk to the Lord about everything before we go to somebody else. Before we start thinking with this physical part or looking at any of the physical things, we can talk to the Lord about it, and he will reveal himself, his will, his way. It's a wonderful thing that the Lord wants to do that with us. He wants to tell us those divine things. Praise God. But first of all, I want to quickly just kind of review. These are some of the things that we've got to do. We've got to connect spiritually, understanding with God. I'm just going to read these scriptures first. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. That's Psalms 119 and 18. But we will, I'm going to give you some other scriptures here shortly. This is just a review from the last 2 weeks. Then that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that's out of Ephesians. And these scriptures connect spiritually understanding with God giving us new vision. Then, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. This reminds believers that seeing like God begins with surrendering our limited perspective. We can't see everything he wants us to see. We're kind of limited unless we continue to move forward and walk with him. And transforming our mind, Romans 12 and 2, a renewed mind helps believers discern and perceive things according to God's will. And y'all will get these. I know y'all already know what scripture that is, I'm sure. God calls believers to value eternal realities over temporary appearances, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And then walking by faith. Seeing as God sees often means trusting him beyond visible circumstances. That's we walk by faith, not by sight. this one is Corinthians 2 and 16. But we have the mind of Christ. In this one, Paul is teaching that through the Holy Spirit, believers can grow into Christ-like understanding and discernment. Sometimes we feel like, oh, I just don't know or I just don't understand. But we're growing into that day by day as he continues to reveal those things to us. This one is 2 Corinthians 5 and 16. And it says, wherefore, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. This first points towards seeing people spiritually rather than merely through human judgment. These things kind of seem a little bit harsh. It makes me think about, you know, when I'm doing something completely out of the spirit, you know, not following God, I'm thinking with my head and not talking to him first. Things we just happen to see before we ask God or, you know, start looking through our spiritual eyes.
Don't judge.
It's crushing if we don't.
Not,
right.
Is that not a better way to say it?
Because yeah, but
don't
it's.
Want to go and participate.
Right.
But you better be careful.
Right. Right. We can.
Start dragging you into whatever they're participating in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Their spirit is screaming.
Yes.
You know, help me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that, we might go into this a little bit later, but that's our opportunity. When we see those things, that's our opportunity to take a look at it spiritually and to maybe be an example or to give
without
a word. Exactly. It could be without saying a word. Giving grace. Praise God. Amen. And this last one here is for review is James 1 and 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. This is seeing things through God's eyes requires divine wisdom. We can ask him for that. Ooh, hallelujah. We can ask him for that. Praise God. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I can't come out too much farther. I feel like I can't see around, but my laptop has to be plugged up to stay alive. So today we're talking about looking back. So I want to define spiritual eyes. Let's kind of define it a little more. Spiritual eyes are the ability to see life, people, situations, and God's direction through faith instead of through natural understandings alone. We cannot walk this life alone without God and do his will. We just can't do it. We've got to have his divine understanding. Spiritual eyes helps believers discern the truth. It helps us recognize God's voice and avoid deception. And it helps us to stay focused on his purpose. The scripture teaches us that we can still see, and it's what we're talking about, this. We can still see physically, but we can still, while we are seeing physically, we can still remain spiritually blind. People can see, we can see physically, but we can still remain spiritually blind. The 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 and 4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So we've got to keep walking forward. We can't look back. We got to keep walking forward See what God sees in something. See what God sees in something and in everything. We could still, you know, sometimes we could get stuck and stay somewhere if we're not walking forward with God. We've got to continually have his word. All right. We've got to continually have his word. We have to have his word daily. We need to, we'll start getting weak. We'll start not being able to see or discern or understand the way we need to if we don't move forward, if we don't continually. Lynn?
It's the only time I ever got to get, and it's all scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by a family, I guess about 150 years ago. It was 100 years on me too, but it's wonderful. I mean, look, I've almost a journal.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful way to get the word in, and it's fast and it's good. It's all scripture, and they have it more. I just have a book. I go through it maybe 3 times a year. For me, for everybody that's Christ. And it's just wonderful.
Amen. Okay. So you say you've got some you can give out?
Daily light on the daily path. Well,
okay.
It's a great way. This one's in the ESV. Doesn't matter. It's like Pastor says, what's the best Bible to read? The one you will know. And other things, but just that to start your day. You know, or if you do it at night, whatever.
That's good. Good. Yeah. Yes. So we've got to connect with God daily. Sometimes we get busy. We think we have to be busy and do it. But if we take that time with God, he will work it out. So I want to go over some things. What if we look back? Spiritual blindness keeps people trapped in fear. It will keep us trapped in sin, distractions, and the past. But God calls his people to move forward with clear spiritual vision. Everybody in here has got a vision for something or a goal. You got something in mind. Even just for our daily task, we've got things that we know we needs to be done, or something that we need to pray about, or a heart for something. We've all got something that we have a vision for or about. Even if raising your children, looking forward to retirement, whatever. We've all got things, but everything that we've got to look at it spiritually. So we've got to stay connected to God so that we can see and be able to walk and be obedient to the Lord. So if we look back, this is what looking back means. Looking back spiritually means returning to old habits. Longing for the old life God delivered you from. And we're gonna talk about Lot's wife here in just a second. Living in regret. We really don't have to live in regret. There may be something that we wanted to get done, but we didn't get done. But what is God saying right now? If we will stay connected to him, stay in communication with him, he will tell us what to do. Or sometimes we're not even supposed to do anything. We're supposed to wait till he does what he's going to do. Y'all get what I'm saying? Because if we put our two cents in it, we can mess it up. It wasn't what God said, but we're trying to fix it. So we got to look spiritually. And sometimes that's a for me, sometimes that's a hard thing. But then when I calm down and think, okay, God, I don't know what to do. You're not telling me anything right now. I'm not hearing you right now. I'm just going to, he says to be still and know that I am God. He's God. He's got it in control. Sometimes all we have to do is just stand. He says to stand. So we've got to be able to discern those things, discern what he's saying to us. Being spiritual blind means staying attached to past pain. Woo, Lord, we can be delivered from that thing. He will deliver us from past hurts and pains.
You're not just talking about physical.
Right. Not just physical. Allowing past failures to stop future obedience. Woo! That's who you used to be. But look what God has done now. Look where you're at. You're not right here anymore. You're right here. Praise God. God delivers us to move forward, not backward. So in Genesis, you remember the story about Lot and his wife, and God told them to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. He instructed them not to look back, but Lot's wife, when they were on their way, she looked back. It was as if she knew where she was supposed to be going. Her husband had already told her what God said, what the angels had told her. But it was hard for her to step into the new season. A lot of times, we don't want to leave the old season because we're like, man, you know, this is okay, this is good. But God's got a new season for us. Sometimes we have to make a move. It could be a dramatic move. It could be a move across the country. It could be going to a new job. It could be whatever it is.
Growing up.
Yes, growing up.
When you get out of high school.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? There's no more summer vacation.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh! Yeah. Uh-huh. Smart girl. Wise girl back there. Wise woman. Uh-huh. Hey. I like the sound of that, but I got to stay on course of what God told me to do. Praise the Lord. Yeah, moving to a new season, leaving something that you love and you know, it's like, why? You know, sometimes you hear God's call to maybe you have to leave something and you don't even know, he hasn't even told you where you're going to next. But we have to trust him. And that's one of the things of having spiritual eyes is having faith in God, trusting him, able to hear that still small voice. I mean, it could be a loud voice that people have heard him audibly. He could be speaking through somebody giving a word. He could be, and we got to be able to discern if somebody's just saying something or if this really came from God. Spiritual eyes. We've got to have our relationship with him so that we can know when God is, when he's speaking and how he's speaking. How is he speaking to us? We can open up that Bible and read his word. Man, he can drop some stuff into your spirit by whenever you're reading that Bible. And you, oof, mercy, and you don't want to get out of it. Whenever you're having your prayer time, whenever you're having your just time, whenever you're just sitting with him, whenever he could speak through your 2-year-old. having spiritual eyes and be able makes us be able to discern whenever he is speaking. And we'll be able to hear him as well. But Lot's wife thought about how she had it. I just don't see how she had it made in Sodom and Gomorrah. I just don't see how. Because when the men came to be sinful, wanted to molest, wanted to have relations, wanted to be sinful to the messengers of God. It's just living in that and how it was so prevalent there. What was it about that city? What was it that drew Lot's wife to, I don't want to say mourn, but to look back whenever the scripture was saying about her looking back? It was because it was something that she enjoyed there, something that she wanted. Looking back means you're yearning. You don't want to leave it, or you're looking forward to, huh? I'm not sure. I have to look at it again. As far as I know, they went. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look at that again and see if I can find something about that. But Lot's wife looked back because her heart was still attached. Sometimes a heart can still be attached. Mm-hmm.
One thing that's worse to me is going back with regret. Mm-hmm. Like the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, for 40 years, they could have did it in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
To get to the promised land, but they murmured, they complained.
Mm-hmm.
What if she went out and just murmured and complained? We saw what happened to the children of Israel.
Uh-huh. Could be, in that holding state, right? Yes, not being grateful, not looking through the spiritual eyes, because it should be in your heart to do what he says. Mm-hmm. So, but she was still attached to what God was destroying. She physically left. This is like what he said, she physically left Sodom, but she was spiritually had not let go. And that's what we do sometimes. And we can't walk fully into our future while emotionally living in our past. Sometimes God will say, leave an old relationship. It doesn't mean that you're, there's many things about that. It doesn't mean you're married or your whatever kind of relationship it is, you may have to move somewhere else or something, or you may have to do something else. It doesn't mean that you're always cutting severs or anything like that, but sometimes God's calling you to something else. Leave an old mindset. Woo, that's a big one. Congratulations. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I should let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week we talked about some of that, about what does it do. We want to make sure that we are looking at the heart of something or and things that doesn't, the physical thing doesn't have to be there. Even if it's gone, you still have that beautiful memory, that beautiful relationship. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Leaving old.
We have to leave all those relationships and follow Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know what scripture that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't leave all that behind, which I would imagine is more difficult for a mom than a dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can share that if you want to.
Yeah, sometimes we've got to leave. It's not always talking about physically. Sometimes it is talking about physically. But it's talking about stepping out, being an example for God. You might have to be the one to change, to end some generational curses. You may have to be, I know a 16-year-old, my goodness, who has did that. Breaking generational curses because of deciding to make to live a Christ-centered life.
Yep. And we must not be afraid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. Because the very thing that's just killing you, God, like, he's had to, you know, he sees it all. He'll play catch up with you. He will.
Yes,
and
he will.
Stay strong and walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find the wonderful part. You will.
Uh-huh.
You will. And it's always about getting closer to him and having the time to do that or whatever. It's just, and even now, since things are getting a little harder,
mm-hmm. Yes. Spiritual eyes understand that what is behind you cannot compare to what God has ahead of you. Waiting on that prize. And this one is this is about the same, but it's Philippians 3:13-14, and it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus." Not looking backwards. Backward slows our spiritual growth. And that's what I've been hearing you say. It slows it. We can't run forward while staring back behind us. We can't keep replaying things in our mind, but asking God to replace those things with the truth. Old mistakes, old wounds, missed opportunities, former glory. What's next? What is next? What does God have for you next? Past failures. We can't look at those things. We've got to move forward. Spiritual maturity requires forward focus. Spiritual eyes sees purpose beyond pain. It sees growth beyond failure. It sees destiny beyond disappointment. I'm going to make sure that I can get to this one specific point before we finish up today. Let's see. we'll get there. Luke 9 and 62 says, "No man having put forth his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." A person plowing a field must look forward to make the path straight. Looking back creates crooked lines. That's where it slows us down because we're not following what God's saying. We're getting distracted. We're doing this and doing that. Following God requires focus. It requires discipline. It requires surrender. And it requires perseverance. I get lost in the surrender part. I don't want to say lost in, but anyway, what I'm saying is, I just love that because whenever I fully surrender to the Lord about something, man, it's just like being washed clean. And then I get that divine perspective, seeing what He's seeing. So perseverance instead of feeling regret. The enemy wants us to get distracted by the past so that we can never fully pursue God's calling or God's will. If we don't, if we get distracted, or distraction looks like, it looks like hesitation. It looks like being double-minded. It looks like fear. It looks like spiritual stagnation. Spiritual eyes remained fixed on Christ. I want to read just a few more of these, and then we'll start talking about what looking forward looks like, how to keep your spiritual eyes forward. This is signs of that you may be looking back. Constantly glorifying your old life, returning to sinful patterns, refusing to heal from past hurt, looking in condemnation after God forgave you, fear of moving forward, comparing your present to your past. But how to keep your spiritual eyes looking forward. The word renews your mind and keeps your vision clear. Getting in the word, releasing the past by forgive others, forgive yourself, and trust God with what happened. Focusing on God's promise. Faith looks ahead. Following the Holy Spirit daily, spiritual eyes become sharper through obedience. And keeping your eyes on Jesus, what you focus on determines your direction. That reminds me of Mary and Martha. Keeping our eyes on the right direction, our focus on the right direction, helps us to sharpen our spiritual eyes.
I think that can also be true of other seasons in your life and in your walk with the Lord. Like, I know that sometimes I look back at seasons of my walk with the Lord before I had a lot of adult responsibility or before I had children.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I'm like, oh, I was able to serve the Lord so much in that season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sharing Jesus with these kids, and that sometimes I compare that to the season of life that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I wish I could serve the Lord now,
mm-hmm.
like I could then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, what God is asking us to do in this season is different.
Yes.
What He asks us to do in that season. But I think I can get caught sometimes in that, not necessarily glorifying a sinful life, but
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And we do that. That, you know, that's even, you know, looking at when you get to retire, you know, what you can do when you retire and different things like that, you know, waiting for that and everything. But whenever you spend that time with the Lord, I know your heart just is overwhelmed with the love that you have for your children and stuff. So, you know, you're not getting stuck in that. You're rejoicing in what God has allowed you to do. And so, yeah, that's not like you're like, you know, not, you just have to have this again right now. But you're still enjoying the season you're in. Praise God. That we do that. Mm-hmm.
When I was still wild, you know, those memories are still there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow, I know I've moved on, and this is because of the Lord, you know. I don't know if anybody else in here was wild, but maybe.
I'm there with you.
Thank you.
Right, uh-huh. Well, had to be some wildness in there somewhere.
So there is a point where you can look back, and she was saying that she was able to go to camps and things like that. So she didn't elaborate on, you know, I would imagine it was all good, but she could see where she's come now and where she's at now and the changes that she's had to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who said it, but you can ask her to elaborate.
What you're both saying is healthy. You know, you're believers. You're not getting stuck in it. You're still moving forward. You're addressing the new season. This is healthy. You see what God did, and you still look forward to what He's going to continue to do. So these are healthy scenarios.
The mess He brought you out of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're worshiping God, and we're worshiping the Creator and not the creation. Yeah. Oh, this is good. No, this is good. Okay. I do want to read this because we're getting close to time. I wanted to get to just a little bit. I wanted to just give you just an example of spiritual deliverance. We may get into it next week. We're not going to have time to get to in it too much today. But in 2 Kings 6 and 17, when the prophet Elisha prays for God to open the spiritual eyes of his fearful servant, the servant's eyes are open to see the mountain full of God's fiery chariots. Ooh, hallelujah. Revealing supernatural protection. We'll get into that next week. And then spiritual blindness notes that unbelief or the influence of the world can veil or blind someone's spiritual mind to the truth of the gospel. We could be blind to the truth of the gospel. So we want to keep walking with God. And then the heart, that we won't be able to comprehend God's calling, his inheritance, and his power. And I want to read this definition, and then we'll close. This definition of spiritual eyes refer to the inner perception, faith, or insight granted by God to understand divine truths, foresee spiritual realities, and perceive things beyond normal physical vision. It represents the contrast between merely observing the physical world and the spiritually comprehending the things of God. Right here, the foreseeing spiritual realities. Now, let's hold on to that. To be able to foresee spiritual realities. When God shows us some of the things you were talking about, that is us being able to see what God wants to do, what he's got, what his plan is. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at what God has before us. It may not be able to be seen physically right now, but we know that's what's coming. And having the faith to hold on to that, to grasp it and hold on to it and know his promise is true and believe in it and walk in it, as if it's already happened, because we know it's coming. We can trust God that much because of his plan. Hallelujah. All right. Anything before we got 1 minute. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and may God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for your divine word and revealing yourself to us this morning, Lord. Let it move us forward. Let our spiritual eyes continue to be opened more and more, that we see clearly what you have and what your will is, and that our obedience will be completely, that we will walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.